Welcome back for a special 3 a.m. edition of Community Cat News. We're bringing you live coverage of tonight's feline one race. And what a lovely night for a race it is here at the big yellow house on the corner. Special thanks to Mittens here for opening his home to us tonight. Mittens, what can you tell us about the racetrack?
Well, Tom, the race starts on the second floor outside the master bedroom on a nylon plush carpet surface. Then goes down the stairs. It's carpet all the way down. Great for high-speed racing. They'll go down the stairs to the ground floor, and then it's a sudden change to linoleum.
That's a whole different kettle of fish.
Linoleum is really the enemy of speed in Feline One racing. With nothing to sink their claws into, they'll need to focus on paw placement while rounding the corner through the breakfast nook and into the kitchen.
It appears that humans have left the lights on in the kitchen this evening.
Yet another challenge for our racers who will have been running in the dark up until this point. Their eyes will adjust for daytime conditions and then adjust back to night vision when they enter the living room.
And what kind of flooring can we expect there?
Same carpet as upstairs. Racers can recover some of their speed here they lost in the stretch of linoleum. The track winds around the recliner, on top of the couch, and the first to touch down on the coffee table is the winner.
Our two competitors tonight are Trash Can Dan and Lucy. Trash Can Dan is a newcomer to Feline One Racing. He made a name for himself in the outdoor racing circuit before his humans brought him inside.
As an indoor-outdoor cat myself, I think the linoleum flooring is going to give him a lot of trouble. There's nothing like that outside. And to make things worse, the humans just mopped.
That's gonna be slick.
Lucy has the advantage of being indoor only her entire career, but that doping scandal did set her back.
She sat out the last three races last season as a penalty for failing her catnip screening.
Now we see the racers headed to the starting line. The official is doing a paw check, looking for any sticky residue on the paw pads or artificial claw extensions. And he swishes his tail, which means no problems here.
Racers at the starting line. Tails down, ears back. Steady paws. Waiting for the signal. And go, go, go!
Trash Can Dan takes the lead.
Round the corner they go to the staircase. Lucy tries to pass, but Trash Can Dan blocks her every move.
She jumped on the handrail.
Never before seen in Feline One racing. Lucy is flying down the wooden handrail and past Trash Can Dan. Lucy takes the lead.
Is this even legal, Tom?
The official looks absolutely furious. That's a 2-second penalty for corner cutting.
Here comes the first floor. Get ready for the linoleum.
Trash Can Dan makes the drop.
Ooh! He was not ready for that linoleum.
Slid right into the barrier.
An outdoor cat never stays down for long. He's already closing the gap.
He's gaining on Lucy through the kitchen. Bright as day in there. Round the corner they go into the living room.
They're back on carpet, picking up speed. Let's see how they handle being back in the dark.
And down goes the lamp. Both racers on the back of the sofa now in a dead heat.
Lucy took a swat at Trash Can Dan. She's pulling ahead.
They don't call her the bad cat of racing for nothing.
Lucy makes the leap to the coffee table.
Lucy's paws made contact with the coffee table first, but she may pay the price for her corner cutting earlier. The official comes out to make the call. And it's Trash Can Dan. He's won his very first Feline One race. Now he's taking his victory lap.
Ooh, Lucy's ears are back. She is not happy with the official's call. Now she's scratching the couch and making some hard eye contact with the official.
As a racer, Lucy's speed is her strength, but not knowing when to stop, that's her weakness.
She took a swipe at the official! Tom, she bopped him! She bopped him right on the nose!
Now they're on the ground, full-on rabbit kicking each other. Oh, the fighters move to the mantle. Oh, down goes the clock. Oh, and the picture frames.
I'm getting word that the humans are up. I repeat, the humans are up.
Thank you for listening to Community Cat News. Go to sponsor. Go to sponsor.
Is your human accusing you of property damage? Why should you get in trouble for a mess your human noticed? Sometimes messes just happen. Who knows how they got there? I'm Meow Meow Puffy Tail, feline rights attorney, and your settlement could be as big as 6 cups of food. Call today, 555-555-5555. Just lay on the phone. He's your human make and pay. Se habla español.